Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Sound Effect here on KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and again, today we're talking about the ties that bind. So Sound Effect producer Kevin Kniestad, he's been around this radio station for a long time, long enough to have hosted just about every single show on 88.5 at least once. But Kevin would often pick up second jobs, and for a stretch of time, he bartended at a few establishments in Tacoma. And while he was doing that, something became very apparent to Kevin. The people who worked in the bar industry in Tacoma, Washington's third largest city, by the way, a city that has over 200,000 people in it, they all seem to know each other, and not just casually. They're kind of like a big family. Kevin noticed that bartenders, servers, restaurant managers, cooks, and hosts are all connected to each other. In this story we're about to hear, Kevin catches up with three veterans of the industry to talk about how this small community created these bonds across the city.
Test, test, test. Hello.
Hi, babe.
Why do you call me babe?
Years ago, we were at Patty Coin's downtown in Tacoma. I was the general manager there and lead bartender at night, and you were working at Nordstrom and NPR, and you would come in after work and have a couple drinks and visit me.
Okay, so this is Rose Peterson. She's the general manager now at 1022 South J, a craft cocktail bar and restaurant in Tacoma, and is one of my dearest friends. I tracked her down at her house on a Monday afternoon, a day most bartenders have off.
I was dating this boy that would constantly text me, babe, with exclamation marks, if I hadn't responded quickly enough. And you saw that and thought it was hilarious and started calling me babe. And I immediately started calling you babe right back, and it stuck.
And then you started working at a different bar.
Yes, I went from there to DOA on 6th Avenue.
And then you hired me.
Yes, I hired you to bartend with me there.
And then most of Tacoma ended up knowing me as Babe. How did that happen?
Well, it started probably with just them overhearing it, but then I eventually changed your name on your receipts to Babe, so it would say you have been served by Babe.
My name is Jamie K. Jones, and I currently own the Top of Tacoma and another food service restaurant by the name of Built.
How long have you been in the bar industry?
Since it was legal. I got my first hostess job at the age of 15.
My name is Richard Sumner, and I work at O'Malley's Irish Pub on 6th Avenue in Tacoma. Started bartending, I believe, in 2002, 2003. So, 13, 14 years.
I think that for a normal person, if you tell them that you wake up at 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning or early afternoon, that they think that that's a little strange, but if you consider that when you get home, if you're working a 9-to-5 job and you get home at 5:30, you don't go to sleep at 7 p.m., you know? So it's the same when you're bartending. If you get off at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I don't go to sleep until maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, and which makes that 11 o'clock wake-up time fairly normal for me.
Well, you hope to fall asleep by 5 in the morning if you worked a closing shift, but just like anything, you know, usually your customers come in after work at 4:35 p.m. to unwind from their day. As a bartender, where are you going to unwind from your shift, you know, when you get out of there at 4 in the morning? There's really not much place to unwind besides with your coworkers, which really, I think, helps develop the strong family relationships you have with who you work your shifts with and, you know, do your unwind time with. Food's different, sleep's different, you know, real life appointments are different.
There's a couple of bonuses and a couple of drawbacks to it. One of the bonuses is that my weekends usually are on weekdays, so when I'm not working, I have the ability to go out and take care of a lot of projects and errands. The downside of it is I do work nights, I work weekend nights, and the majority of my friends are all responsible adults, and they have Monday through Friday jobs, so I don't really get to hang out with a lot of my friends very often. So my social life is the bar.
So there is a lifestyle for bartenders, and then there is the life for bartenders in Tacoma.
It's a big little town. I don't know if I would call us a city. We're almost a city. It's very real. It's a blue-collar city, which I think makes everyone a little bit more real than a larger city.
It's a melting pot type of place. It doesn't matter what you look like. You could be a businessman, a punk rocker, or just a blue-collar worker and find somebody to talk to and hang out. The bar industry in Tacoma is very tight-knit. You can't really, if you're a bartender and you're a good bartender and you've done this for a while, you can't really go anywhere without some kind of recognition. Hell, I even know a couple of really crappy bartenders that get recognition.
You get to a point in your career in bars in Tacoma where everyone knows you. I mean, most of the people that walk through the door in my bar say hi, Rose, on their way in. And I think that that's part of the allure of it, is that you have all of these acquaintances, and if you went to a different town, you wouldn't see any familiar faces, and I think that would take a lot of the fun out of it.
So there's a name that makes its way into conversation when talking about the Tacoma bar industry. And as I heard his name more and more, it became clear that this was someone who was a standout in this crowd. And even though he's no longer here, his stories remain.
Can you tell me who Brian Redmond is?
Brian Redmond was one of the best bartenders that I have ever had the pleasure of working with or knowing. Delightful bastard. He was, very rarely was he overly serious. He was always a good time.
He worked at Doyle's, got into an accident on a scooter, and hit a telephone pole and was killed several years ago.
He's just a special individual with a super bright shine, and he loved people, and he made an impact no matter what he did.
He affected so many people in working with them, serving them, playing music for them. Ultimately, he was a Tacoma icon. He was a dead-to-rights rock star.
There are still, you know, pictures of him everywhere. There are still lighters that float around that say "Rock in Peace, Brian." You know, there's a bandana like one he used to wear on the telephone pole where he was killed.
He had a good time. He honored himself, and he was an individual. And ironically, probably didn't give a shit what anybody thought, but everybody thought he was cool.
And because of how fun and approachable he was, he created and generated a lot of really good friends from first-time bar visitors or long-time co-workers.
In a town like this, if someone's passed away, everyone kind of rallies together and ends up in the same place, you know, having a conversation about that person. It's comforting to know that no one has an answer at that point and everyone's kind of figuring things out together.
It's fairly funny that in a roundabout way, I know you because of him. I was working at the Waterfront Ram, and a couple of my coworkers and friends were like, "Hey, let's go out after work. Well, let's go check out this place, Doyle's." I'm like, "What the hell is that?" "Well, an Irish pub." I'm like, "Eh, what the hell? They got whiskey. Let's go." So we go in there, and my friend Brian is behind the bar. And back when I first met him, he had a nickname, Bacon Grease, because he freaking loved bacon. Like, I swear, the guy would bathe in it if he could. But walk in the door, yell "Bacon Grease," and he's like, "What's up?" We had this like no handshake where you slap your hands together like you're doing a five, but you keep your hands together, but you wouldn't roll your fingers over. and you just shake your hand up and down. He was fun, weird. My soon-to-be girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, was working with him, a very attractive, short, blonde woman named Leah, another Tacoma bartending icon. And, you know, flirted around with her, got to know her over years, and dated her for a good number of years. And she worked with you at DOA. And I would come in to visit her, and I got to meet you and talk to you. And so, I mean, it's 6 degrees of separation. He's Brian was our Kevin Bacon, Kevin Bacon grease, if you will. And I because of those interactions, I've met really, really great people that I'm very honored to know.
Tacoma won't let you forget anything that you've done, whether it's positive or negative. And if you do good business and you treat your community with respect, you will be supported. And if you do bad business and you treat your community with disrespect, it will definitely reflect on your business.
It doesn't matter what bar you work in, we all look at each other like a family. Maybe every once in a while you got that one jerk bartender, well, that's our cousin. And then you got the one superstar that everybody loves and everybody knows. And you find a common ground through service and then find out we have a lot more in common.
Talking to other people in the Tacoma bar and restaurant industry, you learn pretty quickly that many of them found their spouse or partner through work, and that many of them wouldn't or couldn't pour a drink outside of the city of Tacoma.
Maybe it's because Tacoma's a drinking city. We all spent a lot of time with each other in bars when we were younger, and then eventually got jobs in the bars that we were hanging out in. And once you're in the industry in this city, it kind of feels like you just stay there.
I love you, babe.
I love you too, babe.
Thank you.
That sound effect producer Kevin Canista talking to Jamie K. Jones of The Top of Tacoma and Built, which is a restaurant, Rich Sumner of O'Malley's Irish Pub, and Rose Peterson of 1022 South J.